There's obviously a lot of interest in combining biologics in a bunch of different tumors. And in a way, when you think about it, even though it's hitting, quote, different parts of pathways, it almost reminds me a little bit about combining chemo agents. It's, you know, just kind of putting things together. Are there any combinations here that make more biologic sense to you?
There are three approaches that people have explored to combination therapy in renal cancer. One is trying to combine targeted agents, be they targeted against the tumor or the blood vessel, with immunotherapy. Another is combining targeted agents that are vertical combinations that hit a particular pathway, like the VEGF pathway, at two different sites, such as binding the ligand and inhibiting the receptor simultaneously. And the third approach is what we call a horizontal blockade, where you inhibit two different pathways or parallel pathways. So the studies that have looked at combinations of targeted agents and immunotherapy included some studies which were presented at ASCO last year and will be published shortly, looking at sorafenib in combination with interferon, which showed encouraging results, 30% response rates, not more than one would expect from the standpoint of toxicity. And it seems at least that you can combine those two without any negative consequences. And it's possible, at least in those two studies, there was 5 or 10% of patients who had complete responses. So it's possible you might get the complete and durable response benefits of immunotherapy with the tumor shrinkage benefits of VEGF receptor therapy. We will see similar type of data hopefully coming out at ASCO this year in the bevacizumab plus interferon combinations, which is another approach for combining targeted agent with immunotherapy. And our group is actively investigating combinations of bevacizumab with high-dose interleukin-2, and that data is still maturing. We spent a lot of time looking at the vertical inhibition of the VEGF pathway, and this has proved much more difficult than we anticipated. The theory behind this is when you block the receptor, you make the cells hypoxic, and you get increases in circulating VEGF, which potentially could drive the angiogenesis if your receptor isn't completely blocked. So hopefully binding that circulating VEGF might create a better block on that pathway.
Is that what you were referring to before when you talked about escape with the TKIs?
That's one mechanism of escape, although we don't think that that's as important as some of the other mechanisms.
Such as?
Driving HIF up and some of the other downstream targets of HIF or other things that might be non-VEGF pathway-mediated promoters of angiogenesis, such as things like FGF, which has been shown in a Doug Hanahan model to potentially drive escape in a pancreatic tumor, and things like potentially interleukin-8 or angiopoietin-2, which may be upregulated in renal cancer when the VEGF receptor is blocked. So getting back to the vertical pathway inhibition, we found that when you combine sorafenib and bevacizumab, that you see more potent activity than with either alone. I think even synergistic activity with responses seen in close to 50% of patients. But the toxicity is also synergistic. We see much more toxicity than we see with either agent alone, and have had to reduce the dose of each agent significantly in order to find a tolerable dose.
What specific problems?
We see more hypertension. We see more sorafenib-related side effects, such as rash and hand-foot syndrome. There's a lot of fatigue. There's a lot of weight loss and anorexia.
Seems kind of surprising.
We were very surprised.
What do you think's going on?
Well, I think that you need a little bit of VEGF probably to maintain your blood pressure at a normal level. And I think the toxicity on things like the GI tract and the skin are much more enhanced when you put these agents together. We initially didn't have pharmacokinetics as part of our phase 1 trial. So now we're going back and seeing whether this is a pharmacodynamic effect or a pharmacokinetic effect.
Huh.
I believe it's a pharmacodynamic effect, and it's shows you that there's a limit to how well you can inhibit that pathway without getting toxicity. So I think similar things, that I haven't seen this exactly, are being observed with the sunitinib and bevacizumab combinations. And so we're a little bit soured on the possibility of being safely able to give vertical VEGF receptor blockade. And I think with regard to advances in that pathway inhibition, I think we're more likely to see them from drugs that are more specific and selective in inhibiting that pathway rather than from combinations of dirty drugs that have off-target effects that might be responsible for toxicities. I think the more promising approach is the horizontal blockade combination therapy, where you might inhibit two pathways at the same time. For example, inhibiting the TOR pathway and the VEGF pathway together. And there's promising results, no additive toxicity seen by combining temsirolimus and bevacizumab. And I think we're all very interested in exploring that further in phase two trials. And there's also studies that have been launched looking at sorafenib and temsirolimus and sunitinib and temsirolimus that hopefully will also show benefits. And there's a couple of reasons why that combination is of interest. It has to do with the fact that inhibiting TOR not only inhibits proliferation within the tumor cell, but it also inhibits the HIF stabilization. And so if increase in HIF is part of the mechanism of resistance to VEGF receptor blockade, you might potentially block that compensatory reaction to some extent by adding a TOR inhibitor. So we're excited about that combination. There'll be trials that are being launched within the cooperative group and industry-sponsored trials in the near future to explore that further. What I think is likely the most promising approach, though, is a variation of a horizontal blockade, which is looking at, as I was mentioning before, the mechanism of angiogenic escape and trying to combine molecules that inhibit that mechanism of escape with VEGF receptor blockers.
So you believe then that it's the VEGF inhibition that's the key in terms of anti-tumor effect?
That's the common thread for all the drugs that are showing activity that as part of their mechanism is inhibiting the VEGF receptor. Any drug that inhibits that pathway appears to have a similar pattern of tumor shrinkage and a similar sort of time to progression profile.